Okay, we have the Mishnah of Chamisha Tamei Chamisha Muadim, where the main attraction of this Mishnah, of course, is the Ze'ev Rabbi Dov Nomer Bardalus and Nachash. Yesterday, I mentioned the question: if the Chamisha Tamin, Ligach, Ligach, Lashach, Lirbait, and Livait, are Dafka or Lav Dafka, is it Shire, it's Loy Shire, these five. And in Svara L'Chayre, it's impossible to say that it wasn't Shire, because we could think of other ways that the animal could be mazik. It could be kishkisha b'znava, we're going to have later. If it wags its tail, kishkisha b'znava, kishkisha seira, an unusual way. So that doesn't fit into ligach and ligach and lashach and libait and libait. Seems like pashut aleph beis that you have to say ton of a shire. And I don't think it's possible to make a complete list of all ways an animal could be mazik that are mishumah. These are, if you want normal ways, you can make a complete list. If you want abnormal ways, so there's always another way that an animal could be mazik. Yet, the Rosh, in the second perek, Simin Gimel, he brings the case of our Gemara, of our previous Gemara, Kalba D'Achle Imra, where the Kelev killed the sheep and ate the sheep. He says that's Karen. So Bishlama, when he killed the sheep, that's Neshicha. Has a Kelev kill, so that's it's one of the seven, one of the five. But when it ate it, Lahanasa, when it ate the Imra after it killed it, if you hold that's part of Karen, so why don't you list separately? Achila Lahanasa could also be Mishana. So because of this kasha, the Rosh says, Nachinami, Kabadach le'imra, only when it kills the imra, it's Karen. And when it eats, must be it's not Karen, because it's not listed. So it must be that when it kills the imra, that's Karen. And when it eats afterwards, that's Shein. So the Rosh's raya is because if that was a Karen, it should be listed in the Mishnah. Vaisis in the Rosh, that he learns that the Mishnah is Dafka, that these five are Dafka. And it seems to be a plea because the Rosh himself brings that a Kelev that eats Ksus V'Kelim, the Gemara says later, is Karen. And that's not listed in the Mishnah. Kelev that ate Ksus V'Kelim. What? Unless it's included in the Sheikh, even though it did a Lahanasa. Even though they're lying also, but then the whole Rosh's kasha doesn't stop. The Rosh says when you eat the imra, when the kelev kills an imra and eats it, if you hold that the eating is karen, so it should be listed. Even though it's with the mouth, it's not neshicha because it's achila. So, like the Rosh Shitasai is asking that eating an imra that the kelev killed should be listed in the Mishnah because it's achila lahanasa. Miksus and kelev maybe is even though. Well, that's the case there. The case is that it ate it. I don't know. He's not Lahanasa, so it's the Shecha. Okay. Could be. What are you going to do with the Kishkesh of Biznava? What are you going to do with if you hold that Kolos Kololin is Karen. Kolos Kololin on Macholin is Karen. Kolos Kololin is very hard. Are you going to put into Lirbites? Lirbites. You see, you could always think of more cases with an animal. I don't know. The Rosh seems to say that the five are dafka, but it's a lot to understand to say that the five are dafka. So I don't know. It's a Rosh. What am I going to do? All right. So the five of the Sefer are. So we went through the five yesterday. The Gemara will go through it again in a minute. And then after those five, list separately Those six is also Tana B'Shayim. Istam the Gemara will add another animal, whatever type of animal it is. So it lists these animals that Harayehu Muladim. And these are Muladim from the beginning. And yesterday I mentioned to you a Shaila. We're going to have two machlokes in the Rishayim regarding Zev, Ari, Dav, Nomer, and Bartlis and Nachash. One I mentioned yesterday and one we're going to get into today. What I mentioned to you yesterday is the Shaila when, a Zev is a Muad. The Zev kills with its teeth, not with its claws. And Ari is the reverse. The Ari kills, his Dairais kills with its claws and not with its teeth. That's the normal way that they do it. Oh, I shouldn't say that. If I say Ari does both, but a Zaev is tyrus with its teeth. It's not tyrus with its claws. So if it does something that's not usual, I say Zaev is mazik by sitting on something. Is that included in our Mishnah where it says Zaev Ari Adoy Vanam Abad Losanach Ashari El Muadim? What does it mean? These six things, only things that are normal for these animals, or even things that are abnormal for these animals. So Taisus, again the Taisus which is printed on Tezayin, which really belongs here in the Mishnah, Taisus says that Lav b'chol inyanei hezek chashivim muadim. That's not for everything. Each Ari for what it's normal, Zaev what it's normal, Nachash what it's normal, each one of these six, whatever it does normally, it's a mu'ud mitchilasa. That's Shitas Taisus. And the Grot says in Su that the Rambam argues. And yesterday I suggested that Rashi argues. Rashi, Harielu Muadim, Philip and Ashicha, Ubechol Nezakim. So this, what?
Gemara is very much like Rashi.
How?
Gemara says, Gemara is when we're actually considering Master in the Mishnah, it says, Mishnah, Mishnah. And they both go on the Rashi. That when they have paced that a first time, then they move it. Master, everything else is always moving.
Mishma.
These are the five cases
you
have that are start with
time. Rashi, the Sefer is always Mu'ud.
Always Mu'ud.
Yeah, okay, but is it always Mu'ud for its thing? Or is it always Mu'ud for everything?
If you
can type
something
that
could be
time,
then it should have
divided it.
Should have divided it.
Okay. I think on Tessayin, I'm amazed to be a Gemara Smash like Tessus. So we'll see. The Rosh in the Shita Mukubetzes, Pshema Rosh, asks on Taisvis, that Loi Taisvis, what's the Chiddush? Loi Taisvis, what's the difference between an Ari and a Shar? Exactly the same. Whatever a Shar does normally, it's more Mitchilasa, it's regal. If a Shar normally walks down the street and steps on things, that's regal. If an Ari normally walks down the street and bites things, it's regal. It's not. There's really no chiddush in this part of the Mishnah. It's exciting to talk about Zev, Ari, Dav, Nomer, Bartlis, but it's garnished. The Rashi has on Taisus that there's zero chiddush here. You're just telling me a rule in the nature of an animal that these animals do this and that animal does that. All right, it's a rule in the Metzius. It's telling you a clown in the Metzius. But there's no chiddush in Din, according to Taisus.
But even according to the why would we say that?
According to the other way, it's a chiddush, but you're saying it's a very big chiddush, and we need the hesber. Okay, the other way to learn that it's a mood for everything. So the question is why. So the way I would understand is that these six, this Mishnah, because if you learn like the Rambam, then the Mishnah is telling you these six are mazikim. These animals, they are mazikim. They're mitzias, they're a mazik, and Ari is a mazik, right? You can't. In New York City, you're not allowed to own a lion. You're allowed to own a dog, you're not allowed to own a lion. Why? Because a lion is a mazik. These animals are so shchiach to be mazik that they have a shem mazik, they're mazikim. And no matter how they're mazik, they have a shem mazik, they're be'etzem muadim. And even though in this case it might have been mazik in a way that's not normal for this animal, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah that these are. Like we would say, chefts of a mazik. They're inherently mazikim. And these animals are whatever they do, they're muad.
According to
the Rambam. dafka these or anything which would have the same characteristics. A deer wouldn't be the same, but there are other animals. According to the other way you learn, then the whole kash is that all animals are the same. That's the Rosh's kash. So the Rosh asks on Tosfos this kash that according to the Rosh there's no real chiddush in these five. That these five are really the same as a shar and they're all the same. So the Rosh answers that it's a chiddush that they're mazik even animals that are gedayim mehem. Chiddush is that they're mazik even most animals are like the Gemara said hani milib rabbi avol bisu triyochehu. We had the previous Gemara. Dog starts up normally with smaller animals, now with bigger animals. So the chiddush here is that it starts up with bigger animals. That's good teretz. It's really, the teretz is again just telling us the metzias, it sounds like. The metzias is that a wolf starts up with an animal that's bigger than it. Like the teretz doesn't add that much to the idea, but it doesn't add that much. Because vaita, what are we saying? That these animals start up with animals bigger than it. You should know a chiddush, these animals start up. But it's also a chiddush in metzias. It's not a chiddush in halacha. Metzius is, these animals start up with animals bigger than it. The Vaita, it's hard to see, like Tosfos, the Chiddush in these, and Hashem, today we'll hopefully see what the Chiddush of Tosfos is. Alright, so Tosfos is printed on Tezayim, so Mestam, that means we should do the Gemara first. So let's learn the piece of Gemara. It's a relatively... a simple piece of Gemara, as Lamdis goes. Midiktani Hashem u'edes lechol. Since it says Shein is mu'ed lechol, mechlal de b'chatzar anizik askinan. Vaistois, that we're talking here b'chatzar anizik. Because everybody knows that Shein and Regal only pay b'chatzar anizik. Viktani behemein u'edes u'shala in kule, avachati nezik b'shalemes. Vaistois, that Bishus HaNizik, Karen pays Chatzin Nezik. Mon Yirabonan Hidam, Rimishana Karen Bechatzar HaNizik, Chatzin Nezik, Udu Mishal. So it's very good. It's the Rabbanan hold that Karen always pays Chatzin Nezik, no matter where it is. So the ratio is very good. The aim is safe. The safe is a problem. The safe is a Sharmut, Sharmaz, Bishus HaNizik, Vaha Adam, Ostal Reb Tarfin. Here it says that Sharmaz, Bishus HaNizik, pays Nezik Shalom. That's what Tarfin. Damar Mishuna Karen Bechatzar Nizik Nezik Shalom Udu Mishal. Reish Rabban and Sefer Tarfin. So this is this whole sugya to figure out a teretz. Could it be that the Reish is the Rabban and the Sefer is of Tarfin? We never want to say such a thing. So first teretz is in Damar Leishmol Rav Yehuda Shinana Shvoik Masnisin V'Toa Basroi. Don't try to fetch around the Mishnah, Shvaik Mastisa Vesavas, right? Reish Rabbana, Sefer of Tarf. And Shvaik Mastisa, stop trying to figure out the Mishnah. And listen to me, the Reish is the Rabbana, the Sefer is of Tarf. That's Teres number one. Rabbi Lazar B'Shmei, the Rav Amar, Kula Reb Tarfim. I think every time in Shas that it says Reish is one person, Sefer another person, there's always an attempt to say a different Teres. As if the Gemara is not nichel with such a teretz. So the Gemara says, teretz number two, kula reb tarfini. So which half of the Mishnah is shver? The second half of the Mishnah is good. The second half of the Mishnah was reb tarfini. Now we have to figure out the first half of the Mishnah. You say kula reb tarfini, you have to explain the resha. Resha b'chatam yuchedes l'peiris l'echa mehem, u'lezeh u'lezeh l'shvarim. The resha is talking in a place that's miyuchid l'peiris l'echa mehem. So Lagabe Shein, it's a Rishus HaNizik. Luzel Shvarim. So Lagabe Shvarim, which is Karen, it's Rishus HaRabim. Lagabe Shein HaVelachot HaNizik, Lagabe Karen HaRishus HaRabim. So there's no problem. Amar of Kahana, Rishul Shmaita Kamei to Rizivim and Hadoi, Vamali, Yimatis Mukhvis Lakulak Reb Tarfin. Could you say it's Reb Tarfin? Oktani Hashem Uedis Lechos HaRuyela. Faisis Ruyela in. A shein is only chayv if it eats food that's normal for the animal. Shein royal alai, not normal. Not that we're talking here b'chatzar nizik. Here b'tarfin, Harmer mishumah kerem b'chata nizik nezik shalom mishalom. Even if it eats a boot in the chata nizik, it's chayav nezik shalom. So teretz number two, we're also not nicha with. Teretz number three, alalai lam rabbanan. Now, Mr. Rabbanan, the sefer is good. The resha is no good, because the resha seemed to say that b'chatzar nizik keren pays nezik, pays chati, pays forget. The resha is good, and the sefer is no good. Right? The resha said that it pays chati nezik mishus nezik, and the sefer said it pays nezik shalom. So if it's the Rabbanan, the sefer is no good. El Rabbanan b'chasuri mechzer. You have to change the sefer v'achitani. Chamisha tamim ein. And now the way Rashi explains the Gemara is changing now the counting of the Mishnah. Chamisha tamim ein ve'mu'adu chamishton mu'adim. Those same five, when they're mu'adim, that's the five. And now we're going on to other demons. V'shem regel mu'adim etchilasan ve'chen adasan b'chatzar nizik. So it's not the way we learned the Mishnah. You count the five. After you finish tam, you count the five of mu'ad. No, it's five of tam, five of mu'ud. We're finished with Karen. Now, Shem v'regel pays b'chatzar nizik, but not, Karen does not pay b'nezik shalom b'chatzar nizik, so that's the Rabbanan, so that's teres number three. So Gemara Zakasha on this as well. Maskef lo Ravina. Ha'katani l'kamon shor ha'mazik b'shus ha'nizik keitzad. Then the next perek goes through these cases of the Mishnah and explains them. And one of them, Shara Mazik B'shus HaNizik, explains the case of Karen. Now, yeah, but B'shul Ma'ai Riba. If you see how Mishnah is referring to Karen, B'shul Ma'achi Ketani Ketan. Eliyah Mitloya Riba. If you say the Mishnah is referring to Shane and Regel, my Ketan, how's it continuing in the end of Mishnah? So the third Teretz is also knocked off. Elohah Maravina, fourth Teretz. Chasuri Mechzer V'achi Ketani. Chamisha Tamin Heim, V'imuadu Chamishta Muadu. V'shem v'regel mu'adim etchilasan. V'zeh v'shar ha'mu'ad. V'shar ha'mazik v'shus ha'nizik machlekes v'tafim v'rabbanim. So the fourth teretz, so the first teretz was Reisha is one and Sef is the other. Second is Kula of Tarfin. Third is Kula Rabbanan. And the fourth, we stick in the machlekes v'tafim and the Rabbanan into the Mishnah. And then yesh mu'adim achem ki yaitu be'evu ha'zev v'ari ha'day v'abaglas ha'nomar v'hanochosh. We have a price this way. The price are listed. Chamisha tamen hein mu'adim, chamishton mu'adim. They are the mu'adim. V'shem v'regel mu'adim v'tchilasan. V'zeh shara mu'ad. Shara mu'adim v'shus ha'nizim v'chalek s'utam v'rabana. V'yesh mu'adim achem chiyetim be'ilu azeh v'ari adai v'anam v'abarad l'stah nachash. So the fourth teretz is the one that sticks. Nothing changes in halacha in the teretz. Just a question of how to read the Mishnah, Ikad Rama Lamirma, there's a second version that the Esther Stir. Tena Chemisha Tamil Chemisha Muadim. Vesuleko, Ika Zev, Ari, Adai, Vanamar, Abadlas, Vanachash. So why is that not counted in the five? Vishani Amravina, Chsir Vesav, Achikitani, Chemisha Tamim Hein, Vamuadu, Chemishtan Muadim, those five are Muadim, Vishem Rega Muadim, Chilasan, Zel Shar Muad, Sharmaz, Jasan Nizik, Lazitav Rabbanan, Yeshmulachem, Kiyatibe, Lazav, Ari, Adai, Vanamar, Abadlas, Vanachash. So it's counted separately in the Mishnah, and that's the same version as the fourth teretz. So we stay with the fourth teretz that the Mishnah is telling you about a machlekes or tafin of the Rabbah. So this is the Amit pretty much. What?
Like the Rosh was asking the Suvak only on Muad and then on the time of the Tam.
We're asking. It's funny because the kasha v'suleka on the chamisha muadim, we're not going and hunting for another one. We're saying v'suleka, what about the sefer of the same mishnah? It's a little funny, but even from the language of suleka is mashma that it's that the mishnah, that the words chamisha muadim is dafka, and then the words chamisha tamah should also be dafka. From the fact that it says Vesulaka. I think if you say it's not a proof, because if you say Tanav Ashayer on the Tamim, and the Muadim you can say Tanav Ashayer, but you can't say Tanav Ashayer if this Mishnah itself wasn't Shire. It said Zeh Barida Madlis. And it still counts five, it lists six. So that's what Gemara says, that you have to count it separately. I can't say Tana B'Shaya on something that was not Shaya. Not so Pasha B'Chlal, when it says a number, if you can say Tana B'Shaya. The Gemara says, at least in one place, that when it says Minyana, you don't say Tana B'Shaya. So maybe that's why the Rosh didn't want to say it. Okay. Alright, Taisus. Hanacha Shari Elu Mu'adim. I mentioned to you there are two machlokes in Rishayim. One is the one I mentioned earlier. If you're mood for everything, or just for the one that's normal. There's a second machlokes in Rishayim, that's here in Taisus as well. When it says that the Ze'ev and the Ari and the Daiv and the Bar and the Daiv and the Bardalus and the Nachash are Mu'adim, and they pay Nezek Shalom right away, what does that mean? Are they Karen, Mu'id? What do we say? Since they're normal, they're regel. Those are the two ways of teaching the Mishnah. Taisus here says his opinion. Nachash Ariyem Mu'adim, La Bechol and Yonei Hezek Hashiva Mu'adim, Al Kolach Abimidi to Orchek, Ganshabazev and Taref, Arivadara say Taref Laniach. Abidid Lab Orchek, Gain Arivadaraf, Ocha, Vachain Sharazek is the Lab Orchek. Loi have a muadim el mishal mechatzi nezek. Now ubemidi do orche the mishal nezek shalom. This that an ari pays nezek shalom hainu dafka bechatzar anizik. Tell him. Avu b'shus harabim potter. Davashem b'shus harabim. If a lion is walking down the street and it eats up an animal in the street, that is shem b'shus harabim. K'digamar Shmuel b'gemara. Ari b'shus harabim daras v'achol potter. Bethel unocha shein ahenem nishichasek and amir perakam de tamis. Shes kapsa kol chayitek tol nocha shomers loyman lo yeshlucha. Mekomak. It doesn't matter if it has a physical ano. Mekomak and kimen do urche bahachi have a kamay regel. I don't know. I'm going to start up with an agadita. But what bothered Tosfos? A nachash. The Gemara there says that a nachash, everything tastes like dust to a nachash. So there's no difference to a nachash if it eats meat or it eats dust. So the skaps of kolachayit is not a nachash. They say, why are you killing people or animals? You have the same anah if you eat dust as if you kill them. That's a Gemara. So fractisvis, if so, what the nachash eats shouldn't be shame. I didn't understand this. Who said the nachash doesn't have anah? Who said the nachash doesn't have anah when it eats? It doesn't say that a nachash doesn't have anah. It says that a nachash has the same anah if it eats meat and it eats dust. But it doesn't say a nachash has no anah when it eats. No? Why can't it be shame? No?
No, follow the nachash,
but it gets a hanah, it's satisfied when it eats. It's hungry and it eats and it's not hungry anymore. Well, it doesn't know the taste. It doesn't know the advanced taste. Meat tastes much better than dust. To him, everything tastes like dust. But does that mean it doesn't have hanah?
Someone eats the same thing every day. It's not hanah.
An animal, what do you mean? Cows eat grass all the time. And that's not shame? Huh? It's not shame? Huh? I think if people eat the same thing every day, they have anah. If they're unaware that there are other foods that exist, the other possibilities. It's only the possibilities of it. But if an animal eats the same food every day, it still has shame, right? Cows. I don't know what cows eat. I only see them when I drive in the country, but they're eating grass all the time. They don't stop. So it seems they have anah. No. But it's shame. That I know. When a cow eats grass, I know it's shame. When a snake eats meat, it's also shame.
It doesn't enjoy it. It doesn't enjoy dust either. That's the point.
Who says it doesn't enjoy it? You were never a snake. You have a Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say it doesn't enjoy it. The Gemara just says they're all the same. That you start off with people. No? Does the Gemara say it doesn't enjoy it? Gemara says it doesn't have any benefit. They're asking him, well, what benefit do you have? You have to kill animals. They eat dust. Gemara says no benefit in eating the meat. It doesn't say that it has no no hanoah from anything.
This isn't the point of saying that a case like dust, saying that it doesn't have to be enjoyed. Just like, you know, if it eats dust, it doesn't have to be enjoyed. It's not that everything.
Snakes are hungry and they eat, and then they're not hungry anymore.
They stay alive, that's why.
But that's
not right. It's not the hanoah. Like, maybe you're right, but you can't prove from that Gemara that they don't have any hanoah from eating dust.
Right, absolutely. You see people, they don't have hanoah from food.
Human beings,
people
that have enough food, they don't.
Sick people, they have no, they don't have no interest in it. If I can only, if I can afford something.
That's right, that the snake has, has enough.
Well, the fact is getting
okay. But he doesn't feel satisfied. Maybe he doesn't, but you can't prove from that Gemara. Okay, I don't know. Okay, anyway, that's not the main nekuda I wanted to stop on, but the nekuda is Taisa's Shita. Taisa's Shita is that the Nachash, all these six, are not Karen Wit. They are Shein B'Rishus HaRab. They're considered to be Shein. And the Magen Mishnah understands that the Rambam argues. The Rambam is not that clear, but the Magen Mishnah, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, and we'll call it the Shittas Rambam, because as a state Magen Mishnah, that it is Karen. And if you turn back to the Gimel Amud Aleph, Taisus is Mashma, and Gimel Amud Aleph, not like our Taisus. The Marsha asked if it is theory. From Taisus on Gimel and Taisus on Tezayin. The Pashtus of Taisvis, of Hashem Behemes HaShalaf, what was it? Taisvis says, Afal Gav Damina Bialma, Behema Shieshlin Oras, Kenochash, Venoish Chesum and Nisais, to have a Neshicha, she told her the Karen. How could the Gemara say Shem Behemes HaShalaf Bam, that it's Shein? But it says elsewhere in the Sifri that Behemesh Sheish Lomaras are Karen. So Taisa's answer is Mekomok Imayinami B'chay Yisrael Shadar Suvach Lohan Asam. But Taisa seems to say that at least a Nachash is told to the Karen, which would appear at least at first glance to be like the Rambam Shita. Rasha Yisrael is a stira from these two Taisusin. And later today, hopefully, we'll get back and see if we could remove any miyashiv that the two Taisusin don't argue. But for now, we'll name on, since we know anyway, it's Machalik's Rishayim. So we have two Shitas in the Rishayim. We have the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam holds that the Zayv and the Ari, etc., are Karen. And Taisus holds that it's Shein. Bemepli. What are they arguing? Every time you try to figure out what they're arguing, you have to ask yourself, which sheet is more pashut? Which is more pashut? What should be the din of Arivadaras? I'm not talking now when Dari eats necessarily. Dari eats the chain. But when the Ari attacks, because it's the teva of the Ari to attack. So, that... That the Ari, whenever it sees meat, it attacks it. Is that Karen or is that Shein? What should it be, Talian? We learned last week two nekudas that are necessary to make something from a tam to a muid. You know, the defining characteristics of Karen muid is that's ois mishuma, and it's not becheska shamor. Those are the characteristics that we spent time on last week. That's not Bechesk Shamor, like Zupaskin, Paganiska Knossa. And in other words, when it becomes a Muid, when it's not Shamor anymore, when you expect it to do things, it's Eis Meshuna. And how is that Meshuna for it to be Dairus? Chayre, it would make sense for it to be Karen Muid. it's mazik, it makes sense for it to be carried away. So Reb Ruvain and Reb Shlaima, Reb Ruvain is Simon Beis, Reb Shlaima, I think, is Simon Gimel, have a piece on Karen. I'd like to try to explain it a little more than what it says there. Not every bit I'm telling you is there, but the main Nakuda is there. And I'd like to explain it in three steps. Now, I'm going to tell you three pshatim in the Machlekes. They're not three different pshatim. It's all the same pshat, but like Poshit, a little more Bahavana, and then maybe even a little more Bahavana. First Poshit. What's the shaila? If these things are shein or not, the machlokes is that in order, the Rambam holds that to be keren, you also need kavanos lahazik. It's not enough that it's a davar mishuna and that it's not meches deshama. You need kavanos lahazik. You need that it gets angry like an animal gets angry and it gores another animal just to gore the other animal. The Rambam holds you need kavanos lahazik, and the five of our Mishnah are not kavanos lahazik. The five of our Mishnah, they're just always attacking other animals for prey, and it's not a gedder of kavanos lahazik, and therefore the Rambam holds that the five of our Mishnah are kavanos lahazik. The Ram of Shita again is that it's Karen. So the Ram of Shita is that kavanos lahazik makes it Karen. Right? If Dari is eating, so it's a Vadashay. But Dari is Stam being mazik, Kedarka Shalari, it's just mazik all over the place, and Azev is mazik. So the Rambam holds that since it's kavanos lahazik, it has to be keren. Anything that's kavanos lahazik can't be shein v'rego because it's that's the definition of shein v'rego. That's not in kavanos lahazik. We had such an expression on that gimel that you need kavanos lahazik as a criterion. So the Rambam holds since it's kavanos lahazik, it has to be keren. Tosis holds that there's no such requirement of kavanos lahazik. The point is, if it's mishuna, it's keren, and if it's ain't a mishuna, then it's sheng. So that the first step to understanding the machloikis would be that if it's kavanos lahazik, is kavanos lahazik a criteria in defining keren? These animals that are mazikim, just l'shem hezik, these animals are keren, like the Rambam, because kavanos lahazik cannot be shem v'reg. Nachinami, if you have an ari that just goes to eat, so it'll be shem, so everyone will be mad. But if it does hezik, kedarkum, that these animals are mazikim, then that's why it's keren, because kavanos lahazik, even if it's darkoi, is keren. Tosfos says no. The criteria is mishuna, and this is mishuna. And this for this animal is not mishuna, so it's keren. It becomes shem v'reg. That if you have to say the machlokes in the breath, that would seem to be the shaila of kavanos lahazik. There's a second step to understanding this. Tosfos. And they both, Reb Ruvain and Reb Shlaima, bring from different places. I saw in the old Kivas Yakeis in Chelak Aleph Simen Lametes, he says the same Nakuda. They say that Tosfos in this Masechet in numerous places holds that for Keren to be a Muid, besides all of the characteristics of Keren, whatever it is, whether it's Kavanos Lahazik or Mishuna. Remember, we started the year by saying that mazikim are only chayiv because of gzeres hakasev. Bottom line, we had this yisoid we started with in the beginning of the year, that even though we're going to go through all hilchas mazik and say svaris, but were it not for gzeres hakasev, there would be no chiyuvim. But not gzeres hakasev, I'd say ala nizik laharchik hazatzvah, and finished. Everything boils down to gzeres hakasev. Tosfos holds that to be a mu'ud is exeris hakosav v'hu ad bebalov. The Torah says that you only become a mu'ud if v'hu ad bebalov, you need three times to warn the baal. And even though you have svaris to make something a mu'ud right away, it cannot be a mu'ud without three times v'hu ad bebalov. They bring a few examples of this. One is a Tosfos HaChaf Dalet. If an animal, someone has an animal, not an Ariya, someone has a Shar, and it's mazik three other animals with Aiden, but all three are Hefker animals, even one or two, are Hefker animals. So if I have a Shar, and it gores three animals, and they're Hefker, logically, it should be a mu'id. No, the animal doesn't know if the other animal is hefker or not. My animal's walking down the street, it sees another animal, and it gores it. So what's the difference if it's a hefker nisht hefker? If the whole point is that Karen is mishunah, and ois mishunah becomes a mu'id, so it's not mishunah, it's goring hefker animals. Yet, Tosfos says that if it gores hefker animals three times, it doesn't become a mu'id. Or even a hefker animal once, it doesn't contribute to the counting of mu'id. And Zabdra Ruvein, what's pshat? Because you need v'hu'id v'balav. You need that there should be a dintairim. If you're mazik, a hefker animal, there's no tedeya, there's no nitzvah, there's no dintairim, there's no v'bezdin. And if you're missing the gzeres hakosav of v'hu'id v'balav, then you don't become a mazik. They bring from Tosfos HaChaf Gimel. Tosfos says a chiddush. Not all Rishonim agree with this. Even though by Chazaka, we always have a machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamim. If Chazaka is two times, Chazaka is three times. Let's say by Katlonis, a woman whose husband dies, she's a Cheskes Katlonis and she's not allowed to remarry. How many times? Rebbe holds two times as a katlanis, and Rabban holds three times as a katlanis. Or mesu echa machmas milum. If loyalenu, somebody has a child that dies from a bris, and a second child that dies. So if the chazaka, you're not mal the third child, or the next child, until they grow up, then we assume it's yotzam echeskase, but you know, you're not mal. How many times? So Rebbe holds two times, the chama holds three times. Machlokes, if Chazak is with two, or Chazak is with three. The Velt says three. Machlokes is it the third time it's already in the Chazak, or do you need three times, and the fourth time is a Chazak? Pashtus, Mu'id should be the same thing. Mu'id should be the same Machlokes, and the Takas Tom Rishen will hold that way. But Tosfos holds no, that Rebbe's Maida, to become a Mu'id, you need three times. And Vaita, Ve'er Masber, because Tosfos holds that gives an Indian here of Gezeres HaKosos. They need, besides that it's Chuzik to kick, you also need that they be a kind of Gezeres HaKosos, of a word the Bible three times. Vaita Daf Mem Aleph, they bring that Tosfos says a Mu'id Alpi Umdana is not a Mu'id. Umdana means, what happens if I have an animal? And let's say I have to be three times to be a Mu'id. I have an animal. And it gored one behemoth, gored a second behemoth. Now there's a third behemoth, and it it charges and it goes to gore the animal. But the other animal escapes, it's fast, and it runs away. And when it gores, it misses the animal, if it's a tree or something, and it's finished. Is that animal a mu'id? I would think it's a mu'id. It did three times, what's the difference? It was successful, not successful. You want to know the nature of the animal. So this animal went, and it charged one once, it charged twice, it charged a third time. And the third time it missed. It didn't attempt to miss. It attempted to be successful. Huh? What?
It wasn't.
But it wasn't. But if it depends on the nature of the animal to be a mazik, I would think I have enough ra'ayis that it's the nature of the animal.
It's
not. What?
What's nothing of Talmud? It's for Mashal. If you're not paying, you're not paying.
Yeah, but I want to know now, is it a mood for the next time? Now this is the
third. Might well happen.
No, for this one, I have no doubt in Torah. Question is, because maybe the Bailam now know that it's Mazik, and the Bailam have to watch it. No. The Bailam know it's a Mazik. So now the Bailam have to watch it, and now that's all the reason the Mu'ud pays the Menaliyah. Because now it's now the Bailam know that they have to watch the animal. And the halacha is that it's not. But the way they understand Tosis is going with Shitasai, that you need Kiyum Kra of a word Bailam. You need that three times, you should be warning the Bailam. And if you don't want it three times, then it's not. And if it missed, there was no Din Torah, and there was no third time. Anyway, this is the Mahaloch in Shitas Tosis, that you cannot become a Mu'ud without a word Bailam. In Cain. If you can't become a Mu'ud without a word Bailam, Tosis must hold that the Ari and the Daiv and the Zayv and that they can't be Mu'ud. They don't have a word Bailam. So Tosis is mukhrach to hold that these are Shein HaRegel. The Mishnah says the Chayiv Nezek Sholem. Can't pater them. So it says it's Chayiv. Tosis couldn't say that you Chayiv out Keren, because Taisa Shita is that there's no Keren Mu'ud without the word Bailam. So Mimela, Taisa had to hold that it's Shein V'Regel. Hashem came to Rambam, doesn't have to agree with any of these Hanachas. And the Rambam could well hold that it's a Mu'ud as long as its nature is to be Mazik. So what we're saying now is that Tosis had a hechruch. If Tosis holds that Kavanos Elahazik could be Shein V'Regel, I'm not being sized to the first Nakuda. Because the first pshat in Machlokes is that the Rambam says you need Kavanos Elahazik. If it's Kavanos Elahazik, it can't be Shein V'Regel. It has to be Keren. Tosis disagrees. Now it'll be Mazma. Tosis was muchruch to that. Because Tosis holds Vahud Bebalov. And Mimela, it can't be that these things are Mazik. And Mimela, it works out. It works out that way. So this is another step in the Havana. It may be... Now this... Rav Shlomo says it not on our sugya. He just says it's a klal of Tosis in the Sefdes Bava Kama holds this way. And Rav Ruvain plugs it into our Gemara. Rav Ruvain in Siman Beis plugs it into our Shitas Tosis. That our Tosis holds that you need with the Mala of some Mela can't be Karen, some Mela it's Shein V'Regel. Maybe there's a third step to the Havana. There's a clair about Mu'ud. What happens when an animal is mazik three times? And maybe some of you heard of this klal. We haven't, surprisingly, I don't think we touched on it this year, but it has a chap to it, so people sometimes aware of it. There's a question: how do you understand when an animal is mazik three times it becomes a mu'ud to be mazik? Is the pshat that it's the nature of an animal that if it does something three times, it creates within it a nature to keep on doing it? In other words, an animal that's mazik, it's angry, it's mazik, three times, develops a nature to do it. Develops a nature. There are many things that if people develop a habit, they do something a bunch of times and develop a habit to doing it. So, one way to understand mu'ud is that if an animal kicks three times, that develops a nature in the animal to become a mu'ud, to kick, which makes it a mu'ud. Or you can understand, no, that's not true. Some animals are wild, some animals are not wild. How do you know if your animal is wild? I don't know. If it kicks three times, that's a simin that this is a wild animal. It's megala to me, oh, this must be a wild animal. It kicked three times. But not that the three times gives it the nature. It's a simon that it is, right? But the shaila here is kicking three times a siba or a simon? If it kicks three times, that's a reason to give it a nature to be a mazik. Or it's just a simon. If it kicks three times, that's a simon that you have a wild animal. You're out of luck here. Your animal's a wild animal. Which is Pashup Shat? What was Pashup Shat in the moment? There's no wrong answer. I think Pashup people have to understand. It's just a simon that you have a wild animal, no? But there's a Maram Rittenberg that they all bring as a raya to this Claire. The Maram Rittenberg is in Hilchos Shmoneh Esrei. Should know. You know which one? There's a Maram Rittenberg who says that when you are Mesupik, you said Mashav Baruch Amarek Hashem after you switch and Shmini Atzeres, you start saying Mashav Baruch Amarek Hashem. So Shulchan Aruch says that up to 30 days you assume, if you don't remember what you did, up to 30 days you assume you said like your old habit. When 30 days pass, now you have a new habit. Rama Rittenberg says in Eitzah, he doesn't say, he was practiced in Eitzah, that after Shmini Atzeres he would say 90 times or 100 times, whatever amount of times, he'd say 30 days worth of times, he would say Tzadik Pamim, he would say 90 times Chayim Meisim Atrav Leishia Masher Rucham El Agoshem Chalka Chayim Bechesed, he would just say it 90 times. And someone told me, Rabbi Victor Miller in the shul, everyone said it together. The first Shalosh Shudas after Shmini Atzeres, everyone said it together out loud. They said it 90 times. And they were set. After Kavan, anyone Shmini Atzeres, you can just live your daydream. You don't have to. So, Maram Rittenberg said, who says it works? Maybe if you say it 90 times over 30 days, you get into the habit. Who says if you say it 90 times in one Shalosh Shudas that you get into the habit? So Maram Rittenberg brought a raya. Because the Gemara says later, on Chof Dalet, by a Shor HaMu'ed, that if it kicks three times in 3 days, that's the typical case of Mu'ed. If it kicks three times in 1 day, it's also a Mu'ed. Because Richek Nigi Chaysav, if the kicking was 3 days apart, it's a Mu'ed. Kiriv Nigi Chaysav Lekoshkein, three times next to each other, it's even better. So that's Maram Rittenberg, the same thing with us. You say it 90 times over 30 days, it's good. So Kiriv, if you say it close together, it's certainly good. So the Maram Rittenberg, clearly, what's his raya? How did he hold? What's the raya from kicking to saying? When you say it, it's a siva. You're developing a habit within you. If you learn mu'id, is a raya to this, mu'id must also be a siva. Must also be a developing the habit within you. You're developing a habit to say it. What? If it's a siba, so Rami is saying, if it's a siba, so what do you have to go to Bezdin for? If it's a siba, so it develops the nature, so why do you have to go to Bezdin as long as the owner knows it happens? Sinachinami. We're going to learn that the Rambam holds it's a siba. Which we see when we get to Chaf Dalet, it's Hashem, we'll see that they bring rayas, other rayas that the Rambam holds it's a siba. We'll learn that the Rambam Shita Taka is that it's a siba, like the Maram Rittenberg. If you hold, not like the Rabbeinu, the Torah brings Rabbeinu Peretz disagreed. Rabbeinu Peretz said it's no raya for mu'id. And the way we understand Rabbeinu Peretz, a mu'id is different because it develops, Bashar Ruch HaMer Gashem is different because it develops a nature. Mu'id doesn't develop a nature, it's just megala. It's a simen that it has a wild nature. Now, if you learn it's a simen, what does that mean? Your animal kicked three times. When did it start to be a wild animal? When did it start to be normal for it to be an animal? To be really 3 times ago. It kicked Sunday, kicked Monday, kicked Tuesday. On Tuesday, it's Nisgala Hadavar that this is a wild animal. It's only a simen. When did it stop being a wild animal? Like the Rabbi Wittenberg, it started being a wild animal after Tuesday. It got the habit, now it's not Mishana anymore. Until now, it didn't have the habit. No. Until now, it didn't have the habit. It got the habit, now you don't like it. Like the Rabbi Wittenberg. If it does it once, it's not a habit. What I'm saying, like the Maram Rutenberg, that you have to develop a habit, it's starting the third day. If you don't know like the Maram Rutenberg, you know, 3 times is just a simen that this is a wild animal. Now, how do you know if the animal is wild? It's a simen. Let's say somebody comes into a first grade class, and the first day there's a child that acts up. That could be just acted up today. Second day acts up. Third day acts up. Now you know that this is a troublemaker. He started to be a troublemaker the third day. He was a troublemaker from the first day he walked in. Just the teacher didn't know. The teacher walked in, saw all the kids in the class. When this child repeatedly acts up, you know that it's a troublemaker. So somebody buys 100 shahr. And the first day, one shahr gores another. So he thinks, maybe it just happened. The second day it gores another. He says, he's starting to get suspicious. This is a wild animal. 3 days in a row, he says, you know, this animal is a wild animal. When was it a wild animal from? It's not from the first day of class. No. The first day I bought it. What? Well, it gets a dinmuid after the third time. Because the owner wasn't aware of it until the third time. But really, it wasn't mishunah the first time. Because this animal is a wild animal. It was already a normal thing the first time, just I didn't know it. If you hold it to simen, then really it's always, it's like from Afreya. Now, if you hold it to simen, why are you only chayiv after 3 times? Why don't we say now it's Nigloy Muslim Afreya, did you chayiv the first time? Now it should be Nigloy Muslim Afreya, this is normal for this animal. Teretz is Tysus holds. This is Tysus Shita. And we're going to see, it's Tysus Shita anyway, on Chavdala. That this is Tysus Shita. And Tysus holds that if you have an animal, even though it's normal for it to be mazik, if you don't go 3 times to Bezdin, Zeres HaKlasi, you have to go 3 times to Bezdin. If you go 3 times to Bezdin, then it's a mu'ud. Tysus has to hold that way, because Tysus Shita we're going to see anyway is that it's a sin. If it's a why don't you pay? Why didn't the Gloy Muslim Afreya? It wasn't Mishunah the first time. It should be regal the first time. Tysus holds, no, you need Vahud Babalov. Alright, so this is a third step, so to speak, in understanding the Machlaikis. Akapon, this is the Machlaikis. I did not get back. You should look at the Rebuven, Simon Bey's Ois Aleph. Yitz Hashem will mention it tomorrow. I want to go back to the Sugya Pachim Gedolim as well. But tomorrow, the Rebuven, that's Miyashiv, the two Tosafot.